Researchers at Ohio State University have compared actual algae levels in Lake Erie with images gathered by satellite, and they've concluded several are 99% accurate. Carolyn Mary is an engineering professor and the lead researcher. She says finding the most accurate way to measure algae growth can help improve the health of everyone who relies on the Great Lakes for drinking water. She says one type of algae, Microcystis, needs to be kept out of the water supply.
That's toxic to humans. And along Lake Erie, they have water intake areas. And you want to make sure that you're not going to take any of that Microcystis in those inlet valves.
It used to be that the dangerous algae mushroomed only once every 10 years, but for the past 9 summers, there's been an annual outbreak of Microcystis on Lake Erie. Scientists believe fertilizer runoff makes the outbreaks worse. Professor Mary says the new research should help cities along all the Great Lakes avoid the algae when it builds up. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.